When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines on this Monday, May 13th. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee. The Dow is down 500 points after China announced retaliatory tariffs against the United States. China said today that there will be tariff hikes on $60 billion of U.S. imports after the Trump administration on Friday raised tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports from 10% to 25%. And with those stocks plummeting as the U.S. and China markets continue to escalate with the trade war, China is raising those tariffs on the $60 billion. The steep drop extends to last week's slide, with technology stocks bearing the heaviest losses. Apple and Boeing fell sharply. The latest escalation is casting doubt on a quick resolution and increasing the risk of stunting global economic growth. Talks wrapped between the two nations on Friday with no agreement. Doris Day, whose wholesome screen presence stood for a time of innocence in the 1950s and early 60s film and song, has died, her foundation says. She was 97. The Doris Day Animal Foundation confirmed Day died early Monday at her Carmel Valley, California home. The foundation says in an emailed statement she was surrounded by close friends and had been in excellent physical health for her age until recently contracting a serious case of pneumonia. The Supreme Court is allowing consumers to pursue an antitrust lawsuit that claims Apple has unfairly monopolized the market for the sale of iPhone apps. New Justice Brett Kavanaugh is joining the court's four liberals Monday and rejecting a plea from Cupertino, California-based Apple to end the lawsuit over the 30% commission the company charges software developers whose apps are sold through the App Store. And a weekend of shootings involving rap musicians and their entourages in South Florida for a huge hip-hop festival left two people dead and four wounded. Police say multiple vehicles were riddled with bullets and at least seven people were detained for questioning. Detectives are appealing for help, identifying those responsible for the violence surrounding the Rolling Loud Festival. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
A good way to start the week. Right now in downtown Crookston, we're at 66 degrees. We have sunny skies, a southwest wind of 18. Humidity is at 49%, and the barometric pressure is at 29.81 inches. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, 66 degrees and mostly sunny skies. The forecast for the rest of today, it'll be mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. South winds of 10 to 20 miles an hour. Then tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, lows 50 to 55. South winds of 5 to 15. But again, right now in downtown Crookston, shaping up to be a beautiful day. We have sunny skies, 66 degrees. We'll take a full look at the forecast for the rest of the week, but the forecast remains anywhere from the mid-70s to the mid-60s. The rest of the week, there is a chance of precipitation a few days. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the noontime news. Again, sunny skies, 66 right now in downtown Crookston. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. With the tease of nice weather, everybody seems to be catching spring fever. Well, if you have spring fever, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston has just what the doctor ordered. Bring the outdoors in with a colorful bouquet, floral arrangements, and green and blooming plants that will brighten up your day. You can treat yourself or make someone special feel wonderful. And Montague's even makes house calls. For deliveries, call Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston at 281-4419. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, still no progress at the Capitol on a state budget. Legislative leaders met with Governor Tim Walz for a few hours on Sunday night. After the talks, Walz reiterated his position that they've made concessions, but negotiations have stalled as Senate Republicans are sticking to a no new taxes approach, even as the session deadlines loom.
It's not as if there's a single person in Minnesota who did not know the 20th of May was when we needed to get done. But now we're about 8 days out from the end of that. We need to see some meaningful movement.
Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka came into the meeting with a PowerPoint to detail Minnesota ranking among the top tax states in the country. Two sides are expected to resume talks today. Just one day after Mother's Day, moms from the group Minnesota Insulin for All are at the state capitol calling on lawmakers to take action to reduce skyrocketing insulin prices. Sherry Wiltrout from Cambridge has twin teenage daughters with type 1 diabetes.
When my children grow up and they're adults, they are going to be faced with paying for their own insulin. And I pray that it never becomes an issue for them because we fix this problem before they become adults. I pray that they never have to choose between paying for their insulin and paying for their mortgage or their rent.
Separate measures have been approved in the State House and Senate, but they are a part of bigger bills currently tied up in budget negotiations. Advocates are calling on state lawmakers to pass Tobacco 21 before the legislative session is set to end 1 week from today. And Molly Mullinan with Clearway, Minnesota, has a request.
We're really asking all Minnesotans right now who care about this issue to contact their legislators and contact the members of the conference committee to say we cannot wait another year. We want Tobacco 21 this session.
Currently, the Tobacco 21 initiative is included in the House omnibus bill, but not in the Senate version. 32 Minnesota cities and counties have already adopted Tobacco 21 policies, which raises the tobacco sale age to 21. An emergency responder and Good Samaritans came to the rescue of an Avon man whose vehicle plunged into a lake. The Stearns County Sheriff's Office says authorities think the man suffered a medical issue before his car crashed into Lower Spunk Lake on Friday evening. Authorities say the driver is neither impaired nor distracted. He was not hurt in the crash. His name has not been released. Two Twin Cities Metro Transit police officers have been suspended after a man they arrested critically injured himself in the back of a squad car. The man was arrested Sunday as part of a criminal investigation near U.S. Bank Stadium light rail station. After he armed himself, he was taken to a hospital for treatment. The unnamed officers were placed on standard administrative leave while the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension investigates. And lastly on the state news, the remains of two Navy seamen from Minot who were killed in World War II have been identified. The Defense Prisoner of War Missing in Action Accounting Agency says 23-year-old Kelvin Palmer and 21-year-old brother Wilfred Palmer were assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma and died December 7, 1941. and the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Their remains were exhumed in 2015 from the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Honolulu. They were positively identified in March, in part through DNA analysis. Hard to believe. Still, at least the family now knows that where their Kelvin and Wilfred Palmer were and are now. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our sports. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. With the tease of nice weather, everybody seems to be catching spring fever. Well, if you have spring fever, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston has just what the doctor ordered. Bring the outdoors in with a colorful bouquet, floral arrangements, and green and blooming plants that will brighten up your day. You can treat yourself or make someone special feel wonderful. And Montague's even makes house calls. For deliveries, call Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston at 281-4419. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene from over the weekend. In the NSIC baseball tournament, Northern State beat UMC 10-0 in a loser-out game, as you heard right here on KROX. UMC's season came to an end with the loss. Also in a loser-out game, Winona State beat Wayne State 10-2. As moving forward into the winner's bracket, it was St. Cloud State beating Minnesota State Mankato 12-4, and Augustana beat Minot State 9-3. And a Major League Baseball, the Twins beat Detroit 6-0. Boys tennis, Perham beat Crookston 4-3. Crookston bounced back to win their first duel of the year, beating East Grand Forks 4-3. And in boys and girls track, the Crookston boys, they finished third out of 10 teams, won by Thief River Falls. The Crookston girls finished fourth out of 10 teams, won by East Grand Forks. Boys golf, they were the champions at the 8-team Thief River Falls Invitational. Trey Christofferson was co-medalist with a 79. The Pirate girls were scheduled to play at the Wadena Deer Creek meet at Whitetail Run Golf Course. They did play there, but it was supposed to be Thief River, Roseau, East Grand Forks, and Crookston. Roseau and Thief River Falls decided not to go, so it just turned out to be a duel, and Crookston won handily. And that's all we're going to report from that. The Pirates did pretty well. And really, it turned out to be a practice round, and playing back-to-back 18 holes is what the Pirates were hoping to do, and that's what they did. On the sports schedule for today, or on Saturday, excuse me, I wish it was Saturday, Detroit beat the Twins 5-3, and the Twins bounced back to beat the Tigers 8-3 to split the doubleheader. Girls golf, Crookston finished 6th out of 13 teams at the Staples Motley meet. It was won by Alexandria. And the boys' golf team, they were in Roseau. They finished 2nd out of 7 teams. It was won by the host team, Roseau. And in the NSIC tournament on Saturday, it was Augustana beating St. Cloud State 10-5. And Minot State beat Winona State 11-10. So then you go to the Minot State beating St. Cloud State 11-4 in that game. So Minot State advanced to the championship, I think, for the second straight year. And then it was the championship, Augustana beating Minot State 13-8. So Minot State, they were one win away from advancing to the regional tournament. Instead, it'll be Augustana, St. Cloud State, and Mankato. No surprise there. And Detroit beat the Twins 5-3. And let's see what else we have here on our sports news. The Twins, Minnesota slugger Nelson Cruz is scheduled for an MRI after leaving yesterday's game against Detroit with a left wrist injury. Twins pitcher Martin Perez exited in the 6th inning after being hit in the left foot by a line drive. He is day-to-day with the bruise, but he says he'll be ready to start in his next scheduled start. On the sports scene for today, we will have high school baseball on the air. Kitson County Central's at West Marshall. The Fusion, that's Stephen Argyle and Warren Alvarado Oslo. We'll have the Riverview Health pregame show at 4 o'clock. The first pitch at 4:30. Be listening for that right here on KROX. Then we'll join up with the Twins as they host the Angels. 6:40, that gets underway. And again, we'll join it right after high school baseball. And girls softball, Crookston's at Park Rapids. Park Rapids, I think they're ranked sixth in the state now. That'll be a 4:30 start. Junior high softball, Crookston hosting East Grand Forks, has been postponed. Boys tennis, they're going to travel to Bemidji for a triangular there. They'll take on Grand Rapids at 4:30 and Bemidji at 6. And the reason for the later start is that the Crookston High School is having their AP bio test today. So they have to be there for that, for those kids that are taking that. Girls golf, Crookston at the Roseau Invitational at Oak Crest Golf Course. That's underway. JV boys golf, they're hosting the Crookston Invitational at 9:30. That got underway at Minocqua. And junior high, by the way, Minocqua is open now as of this weekend. So if you're looking to get out and golf, you can call and schedule a tee time. Boys and girls track, the junior high, they're at the Minomanowabin Invitational in Minomin at 4. And the Crookston High School tennis coach, Mike Geoffrey, and a long time, he's coached more than tennis. He's coached basketball and other sports. He's also a longtime teacher. He's going to be inducted into the Minnesota State Tennis Coaches Association Hall of Fame on Monday, June 3rd in Brooklyn Center as part of the Minnesota State High School League State Boys Tennis Banquet. The banquet and dinner will start at 6:45. The cost is $26 per person for the banquet and dinner. Geoffrey will be honored along with the Class A and AA state tennis team and individual participants. Anybody looking at attending the banquet has to make a reservation by noon on May 30th. For more information on the banquet, go to KROXAM.com. Click on Sports or News. So we've had a lot of people after it was announced in the fall that Coach Geoffrey is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. It'll be on June 3rd, Monday at Brooklyn Center. And the contact information, who you need to contact, is all available online at KROXAM.com. If you don't have internet access, or you can stop by KROX, or you can give us a call and we'll give you the email address. You're going to need a computer one way or the other to make that reservation. And that's about it on the sports scene. All the past week's sporting news, the story, stats, scores, pictures, and more on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on Sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the news and the weather. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance. In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the Cookout Kings, who invite you over every weekend for Burger Palooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Stock up and save on home and family care items at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 6-count of Fiora paper towels or the 2-ply 12-count Fiora bath tissue, your choice, $3.99 each. The 20 to 40 assorted essential everyday trash bags are $5.49. Also on sale this week, the 16 to 32-ounce selected plastic pickles, $2.29. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston Planning Commission will have a meeting this evening at 6:30 p.m. in the conference room at City Hall. The meeting is to discuss a variance request for the new First Community Credit Union building proposed on North Acres Drive, the old Pizza Hut and old Mexican restaurant area there. The variance request is to have the building set back just 36 feet from North Acres Drive, while city ordinance calls for a 50-foot setback. The lot the building will be on was plotted in 1979, while the city ordinance was created in 1995. First Community Credit Union will hold their groundbreaking for the new building on Tuesday, May 21st at 2 p.m. The Crookston City Council, they will meet at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. There will be three proclamations, the first declaring 2019 the Sisters of St. Benedict's 100-year centennial. The second declaring May Community Action Month, and the third declaring May 12th through the 18th Riverview Health Week. The consent agenda includes approving the April 22nd meeting minutes, bills, and disbursements of $479,369.13, and resolutions calling for a public hearing to amend City Code Chapter 152 zoning by adding the Gateway Overlay District, approving 2019 liquor license for El Gordito Market to Executive Minnesota Department of Transportation Airport Maintenance and Operations Grant Contract to accept a bid and award the 2019 street improvements and to enter into an agreement with MnDOT for parklets, authorizing the sale of impound and junk vehicle surplus. The regular agenda includes one item, a resolution to approve the City of Crookston tobacco-free policy. The Ways and Means Committee will meet Monday night, right after the City Council meeting. The agenda includes the April 22nd meeting report and an Otter Tail power lighting audit result and a 2020 budget calendar discussion. The Crookston Education Association will have a retirement party Friday, May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Crookston Eagles for 8 retirees from the Crookston Public Schools. And KROX had a chance to catch up with a few of them. You'll be hearing from them throughout the week. First, Eddie DeRozier tells us he spent 37 years with the district.
I have been with the school district for, this is my 37th year. So I actually started driving school bus in 1975 when I was out of high school, but I only drove 1 year there and then I moved away. But my other role, I was a bus driver for 22 years for the district. And then from there, I went into the schools as a paraprofessional. So I've been there for, oh my goodness, well, almost 20 years or so, 20 years there too. So it's starting to really add. Maybe it's more than 37. I don't know, but it's been a long time. I know that.
And DeRozier tells us what he'll miss.
One thing I'm going to miss for sure is the kids, all the kids that I've known through the years. In fact, when I was a bus driver, I had a lot of the kids back in the 80s and late 70s. Now they're all parents, so now I'm with their children here. So it's been amazing for me to see all these different people, but I'm really going to miss all the kids the most.
And on his plans for retirement, DeRozier said,
my wife is retired from the school district, so we want to maybe start doing a little traveling. I have a camper, so we haven't seen much of the United States. She has, but I haven't. So I kind of want to go out and see the United States.
And Belinda Feld is retiring after teaching primarily music for the last 40 years.
Well, I think everybody has heard that I've been here 40 years now, so it's been quite a while. I've mostly been the music teacher, elementary for 20 years, and then I've had a little bit of computer that I did for a few years, and then when Bob Yanish retired, I was assigned the high school choral position, and then I've ended up being back at K-1 as well. So my job has mostly been choir and elementary music over the 40 years.
And Field said there have been many memories to list over the years.
I'll certainly miss my colleagues. It's been a lot of fun working with all the staff here. I'll miss those kids that just love to sing and just work so hard. And there's been many memories over the 40 years, too many to list, I think.
And Field is looking forward to cleaning, a possible wedding, and some traveling.
Well, Roger and I have been very fortunate to have done some traveling already. I'm mostly looking forward to cleaning my cupboards and emptying my closets. We have a daughter that is engaged, and I think that there might be a wedding next year, so we have that to look forward to. But I mostly want to be free to be able to go and travel and see our families, some that live in California, and my sister in Texas.
Tune in Wednesday for the newscast, and we'll hear from retirees Karen Hansen and Jackie Lindsay. On Saturday morning, members of the Polk County Sheriff's Office, Crookston Police Department, East Grand Forks Police Department, Grand Forks Police Department, and the Grand Forks Sheriff's Office and their families, along with community members, gathered together to run the Law Enforcement 5K. The proceeds from the race are used to help local officers and their families in need, explained Polk County's Polk County Sheriff's Office. Justin Swang, is he a deputy, I believe he is, but Justin Swang tells us more, and he was one of the event organizers.
It's basically to help out officers in need. It's, you know, the Polk County Sheriff's Office teamed up with East Grand Forks Police Department, Grand Forks Police Department, and the Grand Forks County Sheriff's Office to put on this great event. All the proceeds kind of go towards benevolent funds for each agency. It's split up between the four agencies, and it's earmarked and put away just to help out officers in need. I mean, for medical bills, you know, a family member or something unfortunately gets cancer or whatever, and they have to make a lot of trips to Mayo, or, you know, on-duty or off-duty accident that, you know, they're off-duty for a while. It's just kind of help out and supplement some of the costs and hopefully lift their spirits a little bit.
This is the second year of the run, and it was bigger than last year, according to Swing, who hopes it keeps growing in the future.
It's a lot bigger than I thought was going to be coming, but it's a good turnout. I think as of last night, we had a little over 220 registered for the event today. I know there's some more that registered this morning, so I'm not exactly sure what the total number is, but it's been a great turnout, and it's bigger than last year, and next year hopefully it'll be bigger than this year. The weather's been great the last 2 years, so can't complain.
And again, that is Justin Swing. Speaking of law enforcement, on Sunday at approximately 8:19 p.m., the Manoman County deputies and White Earth officers responded to reports of shots fired in the city of Manoman. 22-year-old Chase Gagnon of Manoman was taken into custody without incident. Gagnon is suspected of firing about 11 rounds from a 9mm pistol in the area of Main Street and Monroe Avenue. The rounds were fired in random directions, and there is no clear motive for the shooting. Gagnon is believed to have been under the influence of an illegal substance at the time of the incident. Bullet fragments were collected after going through a window of the United Valley Bank, and there is evidence of bullets striking the pavement in several locations of the street nearby. No one was injured in the incident, and there is no risk to the public. The Grand Forks Fire Department responded to a report of a fire in a mobile home located at 5246 Fifth Avenue North in Grand Forks. When fire crews arrived on scene, they observed light smoke coming from a window and door of the mobile home. Fire crews made their way into the home and quickly extinguished the flames. No residents were living in the home at the time of the fire. No other structures were damaged. There were no injuries to the fire department personnel. The Grand Forks Fire Department responded with 14 personnel on 4 engines, 1 ladder truck, 1 command vehicle. Damage to the mobile home is estimated at about $10,000. Fire marshals from the Grand Forks Fire Department were called to the scene to investigate the cause. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. On Friday at 12:30 p.m., the Crookston Fire Department assisted the Polk County Sheriff's Department with traffic control, paperwork, and pictures at the site of a power line that was knocked down by farm equipment along County Highway 9. At 5:10 Friday evening, they responded to a grass fire in Section 21 of Lowell Township. They monitored until the farmer returned and plowed it under. At 5:15 p.m. Friday, they were called to grass fires in sections 27 and 33 of Fairfax Township. They monitored the fire until the farmer doing the burning returned and took it over. At 6:04 Sunday evening, they were called to the 400 block of North Central Avenue for smoke. A fire was in a violation of the city ordinance. The owner extinguished it. And the Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Kelsey Susan Strobing, 30, of Grand Forks, for felony third-degree possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 narcotic. Clifford Leland Bays, 32, of Grand Forks, for felony third-degree possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 narcotic. Justin Lawrence Johnson, 28, of Emerado, for misdemeanor tampering with a motor vehicle. And Jeannie Marie Hogue, 44, of Fargo, for felony fifth-degree possession of a Scheduled 1 through 4 narcotic or not a small amount of marijuana. On the obituary desk today, Elsie Marie Bateman, 92, of Crookston, passed away Thursday, May 9th, at the Villa St. Vincent Nursing Home in Crookston with her loving family at her side. Elsie is survived by a son, Ed Bateman, of Mill Creek, Washington, 7 daughters, Carolyn Stadstead of Grand Forks, Mary Wigg of Fargo, Catherine Leach of Monroe, Washington, Janet Brown of Crookston, Judith Qualley of Holly, and Maureen Abel and Roberta Conlin, both of Crookston. Also surviving are 17 grandchildren, 32 great and 4 great-great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Sister M. Gertrude Keefe of Omaha, Nebraska, and Veronica Lucasier of Eveleth, a brother, Richard Keefe of Osceola, Wisconsin, and 4 sisters-in-law, Yvonne Prince of Kent, Washington, Lenore Gorman Braden of East Grand Forks, Yvonne Keefe of Thief River Falls, and Betty Keefe of Colorado. Elsie was preceded in death by her husbands, Charles and Clarence, her parents, Edward and Kathleen Keefe, 3 sons-in-law, Gary Wigg, Scott Brown, and Jerry Qualley, 5 brothers, Dan, Bernard, David, Cecil, and Donald Keefe. The mass of Christian burial for Elsie Bateman will be held at the Cathedral in Crookston at 2:30 p.m., Thursday, May 16th, with the Reverend Vincent Miller presiding. Visitation will be for 1 hour prior to the funeral. Burial will follow at the Calvary Cemetery in Crookston. That is a look at the local news as we now head back to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 66 degrees, a southwest wind of 18 miles an hour. Barometric pressure is at 29.81 inches. That's steady over the last hour. And humidity is at 49%. That continues to fall. Sunny skies, 66. The sun rose this morning at 5:50. The sun will set at 8:54 for 15 hours, 4 minutes of daylight. The record low, 21, set 1918. The record high, 92, set 1932. The year ago high, 75. The year ago low, 48. The average high, 65. The average low, 40. Yesterday's high was 64. Yesterday's low, 39. 66 degrees, sunny skies right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, it'll be mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s, south winds of 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 50 to 55, south winds of 5 to 15. Tuesday, mostly sunny, isolated rain showers in the morning, highs 70 to 75, north winds of 5 to 15, and a 20% chance of rain. And then Wednesday, mostly sunny, a 20% chance of rain showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs 65 to 70. Friday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Saturday, cloudy, rain showers likely, highs in the mid-60s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 60 to 65. That is a look at the Noontime News. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.